Philip Brashear, did I pronounce that right?
Yes, sir, you got it exactly right.
A master Army aviator whose father's a military legend and was the subject of the Hollywood movie Men of Honor. And this is February, of course, is Black History Month, and you are pushing the celebration of achievements of African Americans during this month, right?
That is correct, sir. Celebrating a great legacy.
Yeah, a great part of our history in this country and our military history as well. And what's the significance of Black History Month as it relates to the military?
Well, sir, there's been no war that this nation has fought where African Americans haven't been a large part of, dating all the way back to the Revolutionary War, where 5,000 black soldiers served in the Continental Army. In World War One,
and most people don't know that. That's true.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we know about the great stories about the Tuskegee Airmen. What are some of your favorite, most stories when you look back on African American hero stories?
Well, sir, there's Corporal Waverly Woodson, Jr., a World War II medic in the Army who for 30 hours ignored his own shrapnel wounds to treat over 200 injured soldiers on D-Day in World War II. He set up a medical station and dragged soldiers from the killing zones to receive treatment, remove bullets, and to bandage wounds. That's just one of the many stories, sir, I could tell you about great African Americans who served in our great American forces.
And what all are you doing to celebrate this legacy?
Well, sir, on the website, www.usar.army.mil, we set aside time to just generate notoriety for these folks. Normally, people wouldn't know who they are, but we have to bring them to the forefront because they served our country so diligently, and they need to be recognized as a part of the military force. We need to know that these people served because together we can achieve so much.
Well, we are going to have the information on our website at WFLANews.com/AMTB, and Natalie will get all of that up there, but it is certainly something significant and worth celebrating here during Black History Month, and we thank you for joining us on AM Tampa Bay, and thank you for your service.
Well, I appreciate it, sir. Serving my country is a great benefit, and I've enjoyed doing it for the past over 3 decades, and I couldn't think of a better way to live than to serve my country and to give back to a country that's given me so much also, sir.
Well, thank you very, very much.
And yes, sir.